Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Hello everyone, it's me, Tim, on Coffee and Chain Rings podcast with the Maxxis Bike Transalp Special 2024. And drum roll, it's our last stage from Roncone to Arco. And here is race director Mark Schneider. Hello, Mark.
Hi out there for the last challenge of this year's Transalp.
Yeah, almost done, but not yet. 64 kilometers to go, 2,000 and something kilometers of climbing. After everything that's already in the pocket, that's almost nothing. Level 4 or 5. I said almost nothing, but everybody who knows Mark Schneider knows traditional last Transalp stages, who thinks everything is done, will be surprised. Talk us through the last stage, the great showdown.
It's more than you think. The climb and kilometers don't tell very much about that stage. It's just a bit of mathematics. The rest is mountain biking, and mountain biking defines the level of that stage a bit more than the numbers. So what we have there, we have a really new part, cool new part on the first half of that stage. We climb towards Maigarincha. To be exact, that first climb we had last year, but to Maigarincha is exactly the same climb. It's like on a small road going up for the first 600 meters after a bit going down from an elevation of about 700 to about 1400. And at Maigarincha last year, we went towards Valle di Letro, and we make a loop above the Valle del Chiese on a really beautiful trail. It's the Maigarincha trail, climbing on the panoramic forest track, meadow track towards Malgapura, and then we enter that trail, and you see it's not like only a downhill, it's like going a bit up and down, and that's really, really a wonderful trail with everything you might expect from a natural trail in the region around Lago di Garda. So we have like kind of small paths going through the meadows. You have like roots, hanging roots a little bit. You have like a bit of stones and rocks, a bit of loose gravel in the way. You have to be prepared for some short technical sections. It's not not long. Maybe you have that 10 meter section with hanging roots. Maybe you have that a bit of rocky section in between for some meters. And it makes it very special, very interesting. And it's a mix of track in the forest and a track in the open meadows with the view over the valley. And that makes it really beautiful and interesting and very challenging from that point of view, because you have to be very attentive to what's coming around the corner. It's not brutal, it's not technical for 10 kilometers or 5 kilometers. It's only some spicy short sections in between that you have to pay attention to. I love that one, really. It's a really cool trail, and it's a cool, cool new experience for the last stage of this Transalp.
Something that reminds you you are still doing a Transalp and not to celebrate too early that you're done with it.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You have to work. You have to work. So don't sit in the saddle, work on your bike, but you get your reward with a very cool trail. The last meters going down in the forest a little bit, cool trail in the forest. So it's really fun making your way through that Maigarincha trail. Then we have a descent on a forest track, a bit of trail in the last meters to Pratibondo. What makes this first mountain really cool and really cool experience. Then we come to the track. We came up the day before for some kilometers to make it around the mountain towards Zuklo. That's for 4 or 5 kilometers on the main, on the same track than the day before. And then we're going towards Lago di Garda on the road to Passo Duron. There's actually no forest road going up to that pass, but it go on the road. It's not too too crowded, not too much traffic on the road to Passo Duron. And we're only on the road for the climb going down from Passo Duron. We leave the road and are away from the traffic again. So what we have then is like interesting scenery. Coming close to Lake Garda, we leave the mountains. Valley we're just entering is like more like fields and farmers with their fields around, and interesting, nice scenery, very different from the days before. And we have some forest tracks, a bit of trail, dirt tracks going through that region. What makes it really nice section from about kilometer 35 to round about kilometer 40. And then we're going to the Paso del Balino that separates that Vallo Massone, it's called, from the Garda Lake. And you see it's not a climb in general, it's a bit going up on the dirt track, on the gravel track to Paso Balino. And then we're coming to a point called Clocia. We enter the last half of the short track of the Riva Marathon, and the last kilometers maybe nearly the same as last year. We have that climb to over Bastiani to Vedese Bespana Trail in the forest. And that first trail, Bespana Trail, is really beautiful. It's like a sunny forest on a nature pass going down there, not too technical. That's really, really a beauty.
Classical Lago di Garda trail or something different, because you said it was in the forest?
It's classical, but not too technical. There's one step in between, maybe for some meters, let me say 10 meters technical, but that's it. The rest of the trail is really beauty, a bit of nature, earthy, brown ground, maybe a bit of gravel, but that's not too technical, really beautiful. But pay attention to that last trail, that Novino trail. That's what you call that typical Lago di Garda trails. That's the donkey road, ancient donkey road with loose gravel lying around. So be really attentive, pay attention to that one. It's a hoppy ride for maybe 1 or 2 kilometers on that Novino trail. That's where you have to be careful and watch your front wheel very, very carefully. What happens? Don't brake too hard. That's typical Lago di Garda terrain. And after that,
don't risk it on the last day.
Don't risk it on the last day. Yeah. So be careful on that one. But that's like Garda, like Lake Garda is. It's like a rough terrain for 1 or 2 kilometers. It's lots of tracks around the lake are like that, so it's not unusual for that region. And after that, we're going down towards Arco, crossing the olive plants and going a bit on small concrete roads through the olive plants on gravel roads, and reach that Viale della Magnolia, last road towards Arco at the church square. Very beautiful spot where we can finish the Transalp 2024.
And then we are done, you're done, and everyone is happy, and it's all finisher shirts and champagne and beer and vino and medals.
Everything you can get. You time for party. Yeah.
And jumping into the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we've already talked through 7 stages of Bike Transalp. We've done 500 kilometers, 16,000 meters of climbing. And I think you really brought us a wonderful Bike Transalp. I think it's not too demanding, but also not too easy. It should be something for everyone, for the dedicated, sportive trail junkie, as well as the recreative rider. And I think that is what makes Transalp so special. And also, it's again, it's a UCI S1 race, as I read.
Yeah, it is.
It's also something for everybody.
That's right.
Makes Transalp the classic event adventure to go to for you and me. Yeah, I wanted to emphasize this at the end again. Yeah, thank you, Mark Schneider. We're coming to an end. It was a bumpy ride.
Yeah.
In English, in our premiere. Thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you very much.
And I think we'll see you in Erwald.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, bye everyone. Was a pleasure.
Bye-bye. It was a pleasure for me also. See you at Erwald at the Transalp 2024.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral. Alles super.